Hey there, welcome to another Sony Vegas tutorial by Techtopia. And in this tutorial, I'm going to show you how to do a simple typewriter effect in Sony Vegas. So, anyways, without further ado, let's get started. Here we are in Vegas 8. Let's go over here to this column at the far left of our timeline. Let's just right-click here and hit Insert Video Track. Or you can use the keyboard shortcut Control-Shift-Q, and that will pop up new video tracks. But I'm only going to have one video track up, so here we go. So with our new video track, let's just right-click inside of the video track and hit Insert Text Media. And now we can type up one letter. I'm just going to do capital T for Techtopia. Let's go down to our keyframes here and make sure your keyframes are visible. If they aren't, it'll look like this. What you have to do in this situation is position your mouse cursor just slightly above the bottom edge of the window until your cursor changes into these two horizontal bars being sandwiched by two arrows pointing in opposite directions. And then once you see that icon, click and drag up, and there are your keyframes. Now let's hit our keyframe slider here, and use our right arrow keys, and hit it four times. 1, 2, 3, 4. That will advance four frames into our project. We can now type the next letter, and keep doing that. 1, 2, 3, 4. And just keep moving four frames in, and then typing. Simple. Hopefully it's simple for you. If it isn't, keep trying. And you will soon succeed. Okay, let's try and speed this up here. I don't want to take forever. So, each keyframe is the individual letter, and between each keyframe is four frames. Let's just move that a bit. Okay, now let's play it back. Now, if all goes well, we should have a very simple, very primitive typewriter effect. And there you go, there's your typewriter effect. So I'm just going to end this video, and now hopefully you can have fun spending hours and hours of your time typing up the Bill of Rights or whatever, but that's your time that you want to use up. But I'm just here to show you how to do the typewriter effect. So I hope you know how to use the typewriter effect now. If you don't, leave a comment, I'll try and help you out, but there's not much to help out, this is pretty easy, but I hope I explained everything. Thanks for watching, take care.